On Friday, hundreds of people marched on Washington Street to rally at the state's capital, demanding that political leaders take action to address climate change. Local students organized the Phoenix Climate Strike, but it was one of thousands scheduled around the world. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was there, and she joins me to talk more about it this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us what it was like on Friday. What was the mood?
I think that sound really does the best job describing that. Here's a medley of some of the speakers.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Vote in those local elections, those tiny little things at the bottom of your ballot you don't think are important. Vote on the whole ballot.
My people was birthed on this land. We survived 7 worlds, and we will damn sure survive.
Let's keep fighting for our health and for future generations.
Now, that was Arizona Youth Climate Strike organizer and ASU student Brian Macinas and fellow organizer and bassist Phoenix senior Aditi Narayanan. We also heard from Ojibwe woman Laura Medina and activist Kalumba Sines. She does work with a group called the Moms Clean Air Force. The speakers were all organized by Arizona Youth Climate Strike, and notably, they didn't include any elected officials.
Hmm. So what was the goal of this climate strike, aside from having a lot of people show up to support the cause?
Arizona Youth Climate Strike has outlined demands on the local, statewide, and national level. So first, locally, they want Phoenix to declare a climate emergency, update their climate action plan, and create a new plan to protect residents from the impact of climate change. At the state level, they want pretty much the same thing, but they also want an increased investment in clean energy, such as solar. And then the national demands are really pretty broad and not super defined. They include respect for indigenous land and sovereignty and more sustainable agriculture.
Okay, so let's focus on the climate action plan. What do cities around the valley have right now?
So Phoenix does have a climate action plan. It was first created in 2009, and among other things, it outlined ways the city could cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. Here's a really specific example. The airport train at Sky Harbor was meant to eliminate the need for buses to move around employees and people in long-term parking, so that would reduce emissions from those buses. The city said in a 2016 report that that and other actions had reduced municipal greenhouse gas emissions by almost 16%. That surpassed the goal that they had set out. Arizona Youth Climate Strike organizers want to see Phoenix's plan updated. And now if we go over to the East Valley, Tempe is currently in the process of creating its own climate action plan, and its city council is expected to vote on that this fall. The goals are centered around also reducing emissions and then also increasing resilience to extreme heat.
Tell us a little bit about the people that showed up to this climate strike.
There were hundreds of people of all ages. There were babies strapped to their mother's chests, all the way up to grandparents. Sierra McDaniel attends a Scottsdale charter school. She had a cardboard sign that said in, you know, black permanent marker, "I'm missing 2 pre-AP and 4 AP classes for this. By the time I make them up, you better have taken action."
I care a lot about my grades, but I care more about the planet than my grades, because if there's no planet, I can't go to school, and no one can, and nobody can enjoy their life anymore.
10-year-old Paxton Jefferson attended the climate strike with 2 of his siblings and his grandmother. He came after school got out.
We won't be here for our mistakes, so if we make a mistake, it can affect future generations.
And for other people at the strike, the impacts of climate change are already affecting their lives. Sean Green came with his family. His children have asthma.
We know that as the air quality continues to get worse, it gets harder and harder for them to be outside. And we'd like to reverse that so that they can, you know, be out and enjoying themselves as kids should.
So, Mariana, what comes next?
Well, the organizers of Phoenix's climate strike have planned what they're calling a week of action this week. Today, people are encouraged to get together with members of their community and brainstorm how they can make a difference. Tomorrow, the focus is on voter registration and so on and so forth. They're also going to be putting pressure on Arizona's legislature to take action on measures to combat climate change when the session starts next January.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thanks for your reporting.
You're welcome.